listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. It is time for Historically Speaking, checking in with Dr. Daniel Harmelink at Concordia Historical Institute.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. It's very easy to say that when you have a giant button on that says Concordia Historical Institute. That's a nice big button. That's about, 8 inches in diameter?
Yeah. I had to make it out of flimsy paper. It would rip my jacket.
A metal one on there. That would be too heavy.
But we're getting ready for the summer convention of LCMS in Milwaukee. So we're trying different slogans, reminders. So this one says, moving Lutheran history forward. That's a nice reminder.
So at the convention this summer, those who are attending should try to come find Concordia Historical Institute to get a giant supersized button.
I tell people, without Concordia Historical Institute, there will be no synodical convention. We have the gavel that's used to open the convention. So without CHI, they business can't move forward. So we hand that to the president of Synod. He begins in a Trinitarian way, opening the convention, and then we put it back under lock and key. But we will not only have the gavel on display, I think, but we'll also have some exciting things. Our Reformation coin and medal collection will have.
So you're bringing an exhibit to the convention,
right? And also a secret weapon that I can't talk about.
Secret weapon?
Yeah.
Oh my.
So if you're in the Milwaukee area this in July, mark that on your calendars. The convention will be great, beautiful exhibits, and CHI will be there doing our part to encourage people to remember their Lutheran history and to honor God's working in the past.
Neat. Well, what did you bring for us today?
Well, I also wanted to let you know that we're getting inquiries from museums in Germany as they prepare for 2017 to include the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and also KFUO, the Lutheran Hour, in their exhibit. So I think that's incredibly encouraging. You know, sometimes Europe is focused on Europe.
Yeah.
Just sometimes like North America, United States is focused on the United States. But thousands and thousands of people will be going through these exhibits in Germany. So there's probably someone listening that's planning to go to Germany for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and they'll get all the way to Wittenberg, Germany, and it's like, oh, that's Concordia Historical Institute, in effect. So we're working on that. It's going to be a fantastic year, and again, an opportunity not just to say Luther was a great guy, but to give thanks to God for his rediscovery of the gospel and, taking the bushel basket off of the light of the gospel.
It's still all about Jesus.
It is. We wanted to invite the listeners to an event that we have on March 10th. Reverend Kevin Parvitz, I don't know if he's been a...
Oh, Pastor Parvitz is a regular guest here on Thy Strong Word.
And he's going to talk about the history of Jewish evangelism in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So this will be at Concordia Historical Institute on the campus of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, March 10th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. A great opportunity to hear about how God used Pastor Parvitz in that.
Absolutely.
We also want to invite you on March 13th, that's Sunday, to Hill of Peace Lutheran Church in just outside of Perryville in Missouri. We're having a special kind of in anticipation of Easter service. It's still during Lent, but spoiler alert, we will be singing a few Easter hymns there. But if you've never been to a little brick church built in the late 19th century by German Bavarians, a great opportunity.
What is that again?
It's when?
When, yes, sir.
The 13th of March. And the thing is that's also the day after daylight savings time. So I'm anticipating some people will show up instead of 3 o'clock, they'll show up at 4 o'clock or whatever.
So this is in the afternoon?
In the afternoon.
Not in the morning.
If you need directions, usually now the GPS will work if you type in Hill of Peace Lutheran church, it'll get you there. Same with Saxon Luther Memorial. But if you'd like directions, that's probably safer. give CHI a call, and we'll give you directions and more information about that. We also have coming up in April, now that we have our calendars out, April 13th, that's a Wednesday, we're having our annual Walther Roundtable. And this is an annual event that CHI sponsors. People come in and speak about the history of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod in North America. This year we have a stellar lineup. So we have Reverend Jonathan Ripke coming in out of town to talk about CFW Walther and the General Council. If you've never heard about the General Council, come to April 13th. That was one of these preliminary organizations of confessional or conservative Lutheran groups in North America. It ran its course and obviously is no longer around, but how CFW Walther was involved in that. And mm-hmm. then we have the president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Reverend Dr. Larry Rast, coming in to talk about the Altenburg debate. And uh-huh. this also, too, was CFW Walther arguing that even though Martin Stephan was no longer part of the congregation, that they were still a church and an important turning point in the life of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So Dr. Rass will talk about the Altenburg debate, and we also have Dr. Gerhard Bode. He's a professor of history at Concordia Seminary St. Louis, talking about Winneken's article about the distress of the German Lutherans in North America that, again, is pivotal in the life of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod and our temporary relationship with Wilhelm Lee. So if you really want to know how to say that last name, Lee, correctly, come to the Walther Roundtable.
It's L-O-E-H-E, is that right?
Yeah, or L-O-umlaut-H-E. But I've heard, you know, there's half a dozen ways to say that name. So if you want the real one, you have to come to Walther Roundtable.
Going back to the Altenburg debate, I remember seeing that depicted in the Walther film, that was filmed on location in Perry County, right?
Filmed on location. I think some of it was filmed with the Concordia Historical Institute, or at least it was, replica on the campus mm-hmm. here. It's now owned and maintained by the seminary, and it looks great. It's on the other side of the library. Some people come and they say, hey, they took down the cabin. Where is it? And it's just on the other side of the library on the campus of Concordia Seminary.
I remember seeing that depicted in the film, and it really made me think, you know, we take for granted some of the things that we have today, especially as congregations, mm-hmm. Some of the structure and things like that, that are kind of built into our organization as a church body.
So if you ever heard a pastor say, you know, synod is only advisory, you know, sometimes you get that. Uh-huh. It's more complicated than that. And I think the Altenburg debate, all of the settlers that came over, and then, you know, just imagine that. You find out your leader is doing immoral stuff. He's booted out, and then it's like, okay, now what do we do? So
they literally put him in a boat and sent him across the river, didn't they?
Yeah. After checking his pockets. But anyway, that's another story. But just think of the depression that came upon not only the people, but also the other pastors in that group or the other mm-hmm. pastor candidates. I mean, they thought, now we're not the church. We've been abandoned not only by our leader, but, you know, God has abandoned us in this wilderness of Missouri. So CFW Walther at this Altenburg debate, the people were driven back to Scripture to say, who are we? You know, do we need a bishop to be God's people? And CFW Walther argues, no. It's the Word of God that, you know, calls, gathers, and enlightens through the Holy Spirit. Hmm. So, yeah, Altenburg debate. If it's included in the new Walther movie that came out a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
And an important part of the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So April 13th, it'll be a great day. Mm-hmm. Lunch will be provided. For a $10 donation, you can receive a book that has a fantastic article about the life of CFW or FCD Winneken and that will be available. So please mark your calendars if you have questions on any of these events. Call CHI, and we'll.
Are these on the CHI website too?
They are on the website, and we also have a Facebook page.
And Facebook.
Yeah, we're cutting edge. Just don't ask me about Instagram or these kinds of things.
You know, that would be good for Concordia Historical Institute. Pictures. We all want to see what's going on at CHI.
True. Especially if you're graphic oriented.
I haven't gotten on board with Instagram yet either.
No?
My wife is. I haven't ventured that far.
Mm-hmm.
But well, Facebook, yeah.
I can now change the background on my smartphone. So that's about as far as I can go. But anyway, we're doing new things. We're digitizing more and more, getting up online. And again, it's managing that. Mm-hmm. It's not just throwing millions of documents online, but making those accessible mm-hmm. to people who are searching. We also want to let people know that the next issue of Concordia Historical Institute Quarterly will be coming out in the next couple of weeks. If you're not receiving this, it's the longest running journal dedicated to Lutheran Church history in North America. And this, each issue has its own focus, and this one focuses on God's faithful servants. So we have Franz Julius Biltz, who was a pastor in Concordia, Missouri, and how he interacted with the chaos of the Civil War, an important article written by Pastor Lee Hagen, mm-hmm. district president of the Missouri Synod, or Missouri District. We also have Jack Ferguson talking about a murder among Lutheran members of a church in Michigan. We have our part two of the article on St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Gardena, the first Japanese-American congregation of the Missouri Synod. Great book reviews, and also a extensive bibliography of works published in 2014 when it comes to Lutheran history in North America. So if you're not receiving that, we'd like to send you a copy. Give us a call, send us an email. We'll put a sample of the LHIQ or CHIQ in your hands, and you can see this is a great way to keep up on research in Lutheran history.
That first article, I think it was the first one, about the about the Civil War, the difficulty that Lutherans faced in the Civil War, especially here in Missouri.
Yeah.
I bet there are some references to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Pilot Knob, you think?
I believe so.
There's a lot of Civil War history there with Fort Davidson there. A lot of history. As a matter of fact, Pastor Lonnie Etherton, who serves Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Pilot Knob Historic Congregation there, he'll be our guest on his time coming up later this month.
Oh, great.
So he'll be, visiting with us and studying God's Word.
The operative word for this article is not only Franz Julius Biltz, but also the word that keeps coming up is bushwhackers. So these were, just rebel gangs going around causing chaos, killing people, and stealing stuff.
I remember visiting Emmanuel in Pilot Knob. A neat congregation, the building there. If you sit in the back pew, you might even get to ring the bell. It's really neat. There's a lot of history there. They served as a part of their building served as a school, as a hospital during some of that time during the war. Yeah, a lot of history in that building.
Excellent. We like history. So yeah. maybe when you have the pastor on, maybe we can ask him to write a new history or some summary of the rich history there at Emmanuel.
Absolutely, it's a neat place.
Right.
Well, we have just about a minute left. We certainly want to point listeners to the website.
Website, Facebook page. We also want to encourage people to continue to remember the history of the church, even though it's the season of Lent. So what I'm doing for this Lenten season is going through this daily devotions from C.F.W. Walther. The title is God Grant It. And just another good way to not only observe the church year, but also to honor our Lutheran history.
God grant it.
God grant it.
Is it daily?
CPH publication. Mm-hmm. I believe it's still in print.
Very good. It's based on the writings of C.F.W. Walther?
It's all C.F.W. Walther. Hmm. And the good news is it's in English.
It's not in German?
No.
That would make it much harder for me to read. Well, thank you, Dan. Always great to talk with you on Thursday mornings here, hear what's going on at Concordia Historical Institute. The website, ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org, right?
That's the place. Or give us a call, 314-505-7900.
Very good. Reverend Dr. Daniel Harmelink, Concordia Historical Institute, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Blessings, Andy. Thanks
thank
for having
you.
Me.
Thank you. God's blessings for you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.